I'm Chris calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues. The interview will only take a few minutes and your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to be sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
I'm between 30 and 54.
Thank you very much. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else's?
Yes. There's one.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions, and for each, please tell me if you have heard of the organization, and if you have never heard of them, just let me know. The first one is Children's Trust, or the Children's Trust.
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Yeah, favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
No.
United Way of Miami-Dade County?
No.
Have you ever searched information about programs and services for children and your family?
Services and programs regarding what?
For children.
For children? No.
Yes. Thank you. If you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care in your family, which one of the following would you most likely use? Search the internet using something like Google. Ask a friend or family member. Ask my child's doctor. Use an app on your smartphone, online community,
yeah,
like WhatsApp. Yes?
Uh-huh. I would use Google.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular, and for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. Now, earlier you said that you had a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, please tell me why you feel this way.
So I am, well, my son is part of the book club, and he gets a free book every month or so. And we really like the books.
Oh, okay. Let me just type it out. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
You mentioned that he receives a book every month?
Yeah, more or less. It's like every month, month and a half.
Thank you very much. And you love the books?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Was it through your child's school, advertising that you saw or heard for the Children's Trust? A friend or acquaintance had children or grandchildren who took part in the program funded by the Children's Trust. Your own children or grandchildren took a part in a program funded by the Children's Trust. General word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends, or family. A news story that you saw on television, heard on the radio, read in the newspaper.
It was from his pediatrician.
Oh, okay. Let me just go back over here. Just a moment. So it was pediatrician. Thank you very much. And now, have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
Yeah, to sign up for the book club, but I didn't look for anything else.
Okay, that's fine. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Yeah, it would be positive.
And do you think it is a very positive or somewhat positive?
I mean, I don't know about its reach, but I would say it's very positive.
Thank you very much. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
That it's positive for encouraging literacy.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, anything else, or would that be?
Nope, that's it for me.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Yes, favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And may I ask why?
Because it has a good purpose.
Thank you very much. That's fine. Prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offer programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yes, have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? So was it through television, radio, buses, or billboards? Newspapers or magazines, social media, online digital mm-hmm. banners, websites, through an event or other?
I remember seeing it on the side of a bus, but other than that, I don't remember where else. I saw it somewhere else, but I don't remember where.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Is it social media, radio, newspapers or magazines, television or other?
Television and social media.
What is the one that you use most?
Television.
Okay, thank you. When watching television, which of the following do you do most often? Watch television? Watch programs that have recorded earlier to watch at your convenience. Watch streaming TV like Hulu, Netflix, Sling TV, or Amazon Prime?
Just regular TV.
Okay, thank you. We are almost done with our survey, but we just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Is it Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban? Other?
Other.
Thank you. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
White or Anglo.
Thank you. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Do you own or rent your current residence?
Rent.
How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years? More.
Less than 5 years.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000? Between $25,000 and $50,000? Okay.
Yeah, it's less than $25,000.
Thank you. And what is the zip code of your home address?
33125.
33125. 33125,
yes.
Oh, 33125. Thank you. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Is it Northwest Miami-Dade, Northwest, Northeast Miami-Dade, or South Miami-Dade?
I would say Northwest.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude this survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We are really appreciated.
Sure, you're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a good
day.
Night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.